Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't shouted real foxy. She gon' be your target, so I call her Roxy.
a 106 in Parchy. Sexy red bone, she dancing in the thong. I call her Carrie Hilson, cause she turning me on. It's a great feature, diamonds in her bracelet. Shawty do it big, thinking all the right places.
Exactly what I need, and she gives. Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned in, okay? So tonight, we're going to be talking to Wingo, and we're going to be gaining some insight on him and his solo project, Life of the Party. So I played his track, Gangsta Girl, and then I played Levert, too. So for all those who are not in tune with Wingo, his, you know, new album that he has out called Life of the Party, you guys can gain more insight tonight on the show, and also you can just drop his name into Google and everything that you need to know about him will pop up. Trust me. Download the mixtape. There's a ton of great songs on there for you guys to jam to. Also, if you guys are not in tune with Levert too, definitely check out their Dedication album, Love It, Love It, Love It, and the track that I just played was Hey Love. For all you guys that are tuning in for the first time, I just want to say welcome. I hope it's not your last time. And for all those who continue to support the InTune show, like the Smack Boys and Tisha, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you. So, guys, you know, it's really not too much that I want to put out there about Wingo because, I mean, who does not know, like, Jagged Edge? Everyone does, so it's not much that I could say about them. I'm just waiting for him to give us a call in. For anyone who's interested in talking to Wingo, you can dial in at 818-495-6975 and talk with him live. And for all those who are a little chicken, you can definitely dial in. You could definitely use the interactive chat room, which is live during the shows, and you can basically type in your response, and I will read it over the air. And if you want me to leave your name out, then definitely just say, you know, leave me out, and I'll just read your comment for all those little skitty cats again. I'm going to go check on Wingo, and I'm going to play another track from his album so you guys can gain more insight on that. And that one is going to be called Computer Love by Wingo. Be right back with Wingo, guys.
Yeah, just like I told y'all, somebody got to rip for this R&B. It's your boy Wingo, representing that night in it. That's Southside, ATL all day. And I know y'all didn't get that before. more can I say? What more can
life
I
for
say?
The party.
Life for the party.
Straight out the party.
Straight out
rock
the party.
On. Rock on.
Yeah, guys. So that is Life at a Party, another track from it, and that's Computer Love Song, and I dig in that one personally. So without further ado, let's get into Wingo. How you doing tonight,
hey,
Wingo?
Hey. What's up?
Hi. I'm
How
so
are you?
Excited. Can you tell? I mean, I could do group emo, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to save it.
Oh,
hold it in.
Lord. You know, don't worry about that. You're a dedicated fan. That's what we call our fans, dedicated fans. We don't call them groups, dude.
Yeah, well, that was about to be a groupie moment, Wingo, you know, because I know about this. I segregated from, like, the supporters, the groupies, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, definitely was about to go there with you for 5 minutes. I caught myself, though. I recouped.
You're all right. What's going on?
So what's going on? So basically, you know, there's no one, you know, so I didn't really give you like a real big intro because who doesn't know Wingo from Jagged Edge? Who doesn't know this?
Right.
You know, so I didn't go into the whole like, yeah, well, you know, Wingo this, Wingo that. But for all those who have been living under a rock forever and just getting in tune with you, can you give them a little, you know, history of who is Wingo?
Wingo is a dude from, born in Boston, Massachusetts, raised in the ATL, man, hot Atlanta, a member of Jagged Edge. I mean, you know, been doing this professionally since like 96, 97. And, I mean, you know, God is good. God has kept us, you know, together, kept us healthy, safe, and kept our fans loving us, and that's really what it's about to be, you know. Just trying to stay putting out good music, man. You know, I love music, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I ever want to do, you know. And up until now, I mean, we put out some great records, but I'll stick y'all some more great records real, real soon, man.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And that's a little history of Wingo. That's just a little.
Yeah, just a little. I mean, please, like I said, anybody who don't know who you are needs to just go hit Google, like I was just telling them earlier, you know, just go hit Google and it will just all pop up. It will just all pop up.
No doubt.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, you have so many collaborations. You worked with so many people on this, you know, album that you have out now, the mixtape, I should say. I mean, I was just going through it like, Jesus, I'm not going to remember every single person, so we're just going to get it from you.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, basically, on the mixtape is entitled Life of the Party. Well, for all the Jagged Edge fans, I want to let y'all know that Jagged Edge is not breaking up. We're never breaking up. We just
better
decided,
not.
You know, yeah, right. Exactly. We just decided in between albums. We're in between our seventh and eighth album right now. We're gonna put out our eighth album probably top of next year, and we all record a bunch of music, you know, ourselves. You know, I'm from the south side of Atlanta. The other guys are from the east side, and I have my own studio like over on the south side. And I just for the past couple of years, I've just been recording a bunch of music, man. Like literally, like you know, I kind of let the twins take over the whole Jagged Edge movement and everything. And I've been just doing a lot of stuff with like outside producers, I've signed a few artists, the whole nine. And we just have a bunch of music, man, that we need to put out and. And ultimately, this is an outlet for me, you know, and, you know, like I say, it's not going to, you can record the best songs in the world, but it's not going to do it any good just sitting in the computer, you know, you have to, you know, if you establish some kind of fan base or anything, you know what I'm saying, like, you owe that to your fans to get to that music, and that's what I'm ultimately plan, you know, ultimately trying to do right now. The Life of the Party mixtape, I mean, it's crazy because it's a bunch of people on there. It's from Gucci Mane to Slim for 112 to a bunch of my artists, you know, a bunch of my producers. And basically, like I say, it's a collaborative effort. But, I mean, you know, it's from the heart and it's from what we do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know Wingo for party. Everybody want to go party with Wingo. So guess what? I'm going to give y'all the life for the party.
Exactly, because I was, you know, doing my little Googling and stuff like that, trying to find some pictures and stuff. I was like, hey, well, let me see, because I've been promoting it for a little bit now that, yay, Wingo's coming on. Of course, of course. And, you know, I found one, and how I really knew you was a life at a party wingo, because I found one with a bottle. And you was happened to be laying on the floor, like on the ground, taking a picture. Like, not literally on the ground. But I was like, okay, this is like proof right here that you're the life of the party, because you all laid out with your bottle posing like,
Right. Right.
So I'm definitely like, the next time I'm in Atlanta,
say no more. Anytime you come down, you let me know, Ms. P. We'll get it cracked.
Definitely. I don't know about the drinking part. I can't get past like a wine, but a glass of wine. But it's okay. I'm willing to put in that effort.
No doubt. No diggity.
So how did you choose the whole theme of the album? Because it's fun, and then it has it's sexy parts in it and stuff like that. Because it kind of still brings it over to the jagged edge of you, if that makes sense. And then it, turns out to the create that, party side of you, too, as well. So how did you come up with the theme?
Well, honestly, I mean, if you revert back to days when people used to do house parties and stuff like that, I mean, ultimately, it's like, shoot. I mean, go back with me. I want you to take a little journey with me. And we went to a house party together. And, imagine when you get to the party, everybody, you see friends and woo-woo-woo and people who you might want to be friends with, or this and that, and the other. The party's cracking, it's jumping or whatever. Everybody's dancing the whole nine. And at some point in the night, they're going to slow it down. And you might have already seen someone that you were interested in, or might have, or see somebody that you wanted to talk to, or this and that. And when they play their slow music, what you gonna do? You gonna go over and ask for a dance, or this and that? And by halfway through the song, y'all gonna go to the wall grinding.
It's so true.
That's what I wanted the life of the party to be like. I wanted it to be like a house party, like literally, we can party till 6 in the morning if we need to. And we're just kicking it, man, enjoying each other's company, our friends, ladies, the whole nine. And it's just a bunch of good music being played, and everybody enjoying itself, and there's no problems. Because I have been to a bunch of parties that, where there were fights and this and that, but I've been to a bunch of parties where, there's nothing going on that night. Everybody left out the party sweating and enjoying this. talking about how much they enjoyed themselves, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know there's quite a few. And for a mixtape, I don't know that, I've never seen, when people's like, hey, listen to my mixtape. I've never seen so many, good songs on one mixtape. So I was just like, you know what? No, thank you, because I listened to the entire thing. I was cleaning up. I was doing all that stuff, listening, because, I hate to have people on the show and you're pretending. Have a thing to say. Like, have something good to say. Whether it's good or positive, just have something to say. So, I was listening to all of them, and I was just like, wow, I know it's hard, and this may seem like a repetitive question, because I know that people, when you do your interviews, it may be like, oh, my God, they're asking me this again. But I'm just curious, really, which one? Is it one that stands out the most to you? Because there's so many good ones.
Honestly, my favorite record is one of my favorite songs, because they change every day, because I'm listening to it all the time. But the one that I'm really, really on right now is Too Many Girls in Here. And it's just basically a good concept song. And you know what? It feels like a disco record. It feels like even if you don't know how to dance, you just want to get up and dance to it. It just sounds that good. It's not really talking about it too much. You just basically talking about, there's too many women in here. It's like, and not a bad thing, it's too many women, but it's like, man, I don't know what's going on. I want, like, leave your Lord out first. Who am I going to talk to first? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So, like, man, and that's always a good thing.
You know what, Wigo? That is real, okay? And I'm cracking up so hard, because it is like that sometimes. You just be like, dang, everywhere I look.
Right.
What to do?
Look,
leave the party?
Somebody pretty, right. Wow. Golly, the women are beautiful and the whole night, and that's God gives a man, but Lord have mercy. So yeah.
Just
I mean,
stop,
because
you're making me crack up. It's like a little blush, a little cracking up. You know, it's a little. I'm a little weird.
No,
okay.
No, you're all right. I'm enjoying it.
So tell me, how do you manage? Because, you know, you never know what to expect when you never met someone, whether it's someone that's in mainstream or someone just around the corner. But how do you manage
right.
to, like, stay grounded? Because you just seem like you're so cool and laid back and, you know, free-spirited. Like,
I mean,
how do you manage that after all these years of being in the business?
I mean, ultimately, you know, see, I love what I do. One thing my father told me a long time ago, I mean, it doesn't happen every day where a person has a job where they actually enjoy it, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I really enjoy my job. I really enjoy, the career that I've made. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to do this until I'm not on earth anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like literally, like I love music. You know what I'm saying? All forms and genres of music. So I mean, I plan on doing this until it's over with. You know.
Right, absolutely. That's amazing. And, you know, that makes me want to embrace you even more. You know, it's not like I'm not a Jagged Edge fan. I mean, because who isn't? And if anyone is, like, tune out immediately because we're not cool anymore.
Okay.
No, but definitely, you know, that's a beautiful thing, Wingo. I love you for that. I really do. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So tell me, like, what are some of your all-time, like, favorite moments during your tours and, you know, hanging out with the guys and things of that nature? Because, you know, this question I was asked by one of your adoring, you know, supporters.
Oh, well, ultimately, let me tell you something. Well, one of my, you know, I love, you know, hanging out, like I say, partying with fans, going, doing shows the whole nine. The shows are awesome every time. They're always sold out. You know, and your fans, you know, singing your records back to you, you know, those type of things. So those, I mean, those are always great things. But let me tell you something. We just did a show last week in South Bend, and we actually did. Matter of fact, no, we didn't. We did South Bend the week before. We did York, Pennsylvania last week. York, Pennsylvania, okay? And, and, you know, at our hotel, they brought, it was just me and Cal. Me and Cal was able to go do it because the twins hadn't gotten in town yet. And we flew and they drove. But they brought maybe like 8 or 9 kids from this underprivileged home or whatnot, you know, where they've, you know, been abused the whole nine. And just down in their luck, you know, kids. Whatever, the oldest one might have been, what, like 15, 16. And let me tell you something, that actually made my month. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I haven't really been, you know, we've been doing some shows and stuff like that. I haven't been able to, you know, just get out and, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, talk to people whole nine. Man, these kids, man, they were so inspiring, man. And they were the innocent things you ever want to see in your life, man, like literally. I mean, and they were just so warm and, you know what I'm saying, and he was just explaining, you know, a few of situations and everything, and like, man, people are always complaining about what they don't have or what they, you know, need or what they want. But man, you know, saying you never look at the next person's situation and see what they're going through, because you could be way, you know, saying way worse off, you know. And I just you know, thank God for just that experience, man. Like those are really really the highlights of my career. You know, saying when I'm able to engage in the youth like that and able to, you know, give back and just give a few encouraging words. You know what I mean? You don't have to give money or this and that or anything. Just give a few encouraging words and you make people's year like that. And stuff, man, those kids just don't know what they did for me, man. And I just, you know, those are some really, really, really exciting moments for me as far as being Jagged Edge, Wingo, the whole nine, like literally.
Oh, my God. You
yeah.
made my heart melt. I'm about to go get on the plane and come and hug you and then come back home and finish the show.
Okay. Say no more. Yeah.
That was
touching.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, I felt, I mean, like, I was literally, you know, like, they did the same thing for me. You know, so that's why I felt I had to share that story, though, because, like, they did the same thing for me, like, and then you think back to, like, you know, I don't really get to do it much. So when you when it is done, it's like wow, it's like mm-hmm. a breath of fresh air, you know. Just being able to shed the light on somebody's lives, man, who just you know maybe you know hasn't had it as well as you, you know what I mean? Or just maybe dealt a bad hand early, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that you have to be dealt a bad, you know, you have to have that hand for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? It's always a way to switch things around and change your life. So. I just gave a few encouraging words, and, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Wow, Wingo. Wow. I mean, I'm like, speechless right now. For real.
Yeah.
I'm really speechless. You have me, like, all right, interview over.
You silly, Miss Houston.
I know. This is what they tell me, but I don't believe them. But, yeah, that was real touching and beautiful. And, you know, I, like, really, you know, I don't know how much I can embrace you without being too close. But, you know, you know, I'm pulling you closer, Wingo, pulling you closer. You know,
yeah.
You're saying all the right stuff. You know,
yeah.
I can see why you're the life
you
of the party.
I just like enjoying myself, honey bud. That's it.
Yeah. So how has the reception been so far since, you know, you launched the mixtape?
The reception has actually been great. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's been supportive. Even my, you know, my group, like, they, you know, they've been special a lot of the mixtape release parties and stuff because ultimately, you know, they're gonna be putting out something pretty soon too. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, it's like some mixtape types, just some more records basically. And you know, I mean, I'm definitely there. I've asked them numerous times. You need any help with anything, just let me know and we'll get it done. You know, so. Ultimately, yeah, I mean, the response has been great, man. I haven't, you know, but that's one thing I kind of set out to do when I put this mixtape out. I wanted to engage with the fans. I wanted the fans to give me some feedback. Let me know what records you don't like. Let me know what records you do like. Let me know what I can do better on. You know what I mean? Or let me know what I slammed out. You know what I mean? And ultimately, like that's how I like to do it. I just like to engage with my fans because they are the most important part anyway. So,
right, absolutely, and I'm so happy that you said that because I try to tell artists that submit music, like, you know, you have to be able to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. If someone said, "Hey, Missy, I hated that show last week," I'm gonna be like, "All right, well, what did you hate about it?" So that way, I can be conscientious of how to improve it, not get crazy and be like, "Cancel the show! I'm not doing this anymore!" Oh my god.
You just take your constructive criticism and fix it. That's all it's about.
Okay, and I know you know, I'm not going to keep you because I know you've been busy and stuff like that, and you still have things that you need to create and do. And I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, let us gain on you. But I just wanted to know, like, really, who is the stylist? Because let me tell you. Ever since I've been following you guys since the beginning, okay, on the motorcycles, okay. On the motorcycles in the video, okay? With the leather head wraps
right.
And stuff. Stop playing. Okay,
no,
Wingo.
No,
I'm like, who dresses them? Because you guys stay sharp. Now, who does it? Who does this? Because who?
No, honestly, like, no. That, too, is a you know, it's a collaborative effort, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has input on, you know, what they want to wear, you know what I mean? Ultimately, and we come to a happy medium, you know what I mean? Somebody might come with something, they be like, you know, everybody else might be like, no. Nah. Somebody else might come with something, everybody else might be like, yeah. So, you know, ultimately, like, you know, it's a collaborative effort. And, you know, I mean, that's how we like doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's one good thing about being in a group. You know what I mean? You know, it's you know, everybody gets to make a decision. And that's ultimately, you know what I'm saying, like how we pick our outfits. You know what I mean? Or sometimes we might, you know, get a stylist or whatever, but all four of us are going to agree on one stylist, you know? So basically, that's it. You know what I mean? We've always been kind of big on fashion. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually getting, I mean, I met with some people from Rockaway couple weeks ago, man, and they are, you know, interested in me and me doing some work with them. But I'm definitely, I mean, like, fashion has always been big with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you perform how you look. You know what I'm saying? If you look good, you perform good. I mean, that's always how I've taken it. So,
Hey, listen, you guys need to go and, you know, take me along and be like, no, Miss P, just go, you know, seriously, I need help. You know, I was just told that the other day. Like, I need help dressing, and I thought I was looking good.
For real.
For real, you know, for real. Like, you know, wearing heels and, you know, putting on, you know, big hoops and accessorizing and stuff like that, you know, I guess, you know, that's not the move. I guess that was, like, back in the 80s. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
But one thing about fashion, you know, fashion go all it does is go in a circle.
That's
like,
it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like skinny jeans, I mean, come on. Stop. Mm-hmm. They were doing that a long time ago. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? They make it doing that in London, so you know.
Exactly, Wingo. See, I know you have my back. I knew it. I knew it before we even talked that you had my back.
I got you, boo.
So tell people, you know, where they can find you and stay in tune with you and reach you on social networks as far as, like, following you to gain insight at all times. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, my Twitter is Mr. Wingo, at Mr. Wingo CEO. My Facebook is just my first name and last name, Richard Wingo. And like I say, man, just hit me up, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you have a question or, you know, I'm in a city close to you or whatever, hit me up, man. Trust me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the coolest.
Okay, he's the life of the party. Seriously. Well, I just got a text. And I was is to ask you, are you looking for artists at this time?
Always looking for artists. Never going to turn down any great talent. You know what I'm saying? But basically, like I said, you can just send stuff to me or hit me on my Gmail, you know what I'm saying, wingoatl@gmail.com. And, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, we rocking and rolling, man. Like, send me the music. Send it to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear it, you know what I mean? I want to hear it because, you know, ultimately, we're about to put out our 8th album, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to be doing this for a long time. And I just want to help somebody else out if I can, you know?
You know what, Wingo, you got to stop it because I don't know what your, you know, status is as far as, like, you know, girlfriend, wife, fiance, mistress, you know, I don't know what's happening. But, you know, I'm about to change the dynamics on that if you keep talking like this. So you better, like, leave it alone. Leave it alone, Wingo. Say something that I will, like, dislike you with, okay?
I'm a hush. I can't help who I am, baby. I apologize.
No. I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's nothing better than having, you know, an African-American man who is successful and has been successful for a very long time extend himself to people like that and be able to, like, sit down around others that are, you know, going through what they're going through in their life, like you just explained, you know, the children, and be able to recognize that, hey, listen, it could be worse. I'm blessed. You know, this is a blessed experience instead of being turned off by the experience of being in their company. So to me, that speaks in volumes because I'm all for that, like just embracing and uplifting and empowering people. So to come across someone like yourself that has been doing this forever, and, you know, to have the opportunity to talk to you and you, you know, fill me in on how you felt about this, it's just like, wow, this is like the best experience ever for me. So I want to thank you for sharing that with me and extending your email and, you know, doing all of that for everyone.
Not a problem at all because ultimately, like I say, you know, I mean, this is what I'm going to be doing. So and I just ultimately want to help somebody else, you know.
Absolutely, Wingo, and you are, just by your presence on this show, and this is what the In Tune show means, like putting people in tuned, you know, with life and the world around them and the people that's in it, because what we need to always focus on, no matter where you are in life, you know, this world evolves around one another, whether we want to deal or not deal, so it's always easier to embrace than
to deal with
someone. Yeah, at all times, all times, so Wingo. Thank you so much. I don't want to keep you. I know what's happening right now. You have things to do. But I just appreciate that I was on your list of things.
I really enjoyed the conversation, though, man. I mean, like, literally, you know, like I say, don't be afraid to hit me up or, you know.
No, I'm going to hit you up right now because you got to put my number in your phone, Wingo, because it's about – no, I'm just kidding, guys. Y'all know I always like to play, but – I'm definitely going to reach out. And if there's anything that you have going on, always, like, you know, get Dom, or you can, you know, send it to me yourself and let me promote it on the show. Let me tweet. Let me, you know, Facebook it. Let me do whatever it is that I need to do.
We'll do. We'll do, babe. We'll do. Not a problem.
Thank you so much, Wingo, for everything. You have an excellent evening. And stay in tune, because I'm going to stay Jagged Edge and I'm going to stay Life of the Party.
Thank you, babe. Thank you, sweetheart. And great interview, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, sweet.
Yeah, guys, so that was Wingo from Jagged Edge. Don't forget to go and gain on him by downloading his mixtape. I think it's absolutely complimentary. I think it is. Don't quote me on that. I think it is. I mean, I think it's over, like, 15 tracks, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely check it out. And if you are tuned in and you're an artist or a singer or whatever it is, a writer that you do, he definitely extended his email address to you guys to utilize, which is awesome. He's also let you guys know that he will respond to you on Twitter, and a lot of people don't take the time to do that either. So I think that he's an awesome individual, and you know, I'm just happy that he gave us a little bit of his time. So for all those that are tuned in for the first time, tomorrow night I will be on with Little White. And for all of those who don't know who Little White is, you can basically drop him into Google. You know, that, you know, internet service that brings up your life story. And that's LILWYTE, because we'll be on tomorrow. And from there, I'll be at Waka Flocka's mixtape release party, VIP status. So, you know, get in tune with me 7 days a week. And, you know, you'll check out tweets and stuff like that for the show times, because they change randomly. So I can't be responsible for that. So if anybody want to follow the show, you can definitely, you know, click on that button before you exit. And definitely, definitely make sure that you download Life of the Party. Period, point blank. Okay? Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Wingo. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, everyone, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. And I'm going to leave you guys with another one of Wingo's tracks, okay? And this one is called Gangsta Boo. I'm going to be his Gangsta Boo. No, I'm just kidding. Good night, guys.
DJ Hershey.
Locally represented, baby, all the time. Hey, we in the bitch.
Locked in, locked in, locked in, locked in, locked in. Locked and loaded.
I see you making gangsta moves, cause she gangsta too. So I'm calling her my gangsta boo. She my gangsta boo. She my gangsta boo. And she rolling with a gangsta
internet connection. You can dial that magic number just to represent.